Hare Krishna.
Welcome to this episode of the Kartik Inspirations. There's so much to learn, to wonder, to marvel, and to become inspired by the lives of saints. Today we will hear about Siddha Krishnadas, who was orphaned at a young age and came with 16 years old to Vrindavan. Very quickly, by his strict bhajan, his studying Sanskrit, he became an expert in all the scriptures. But more so, he became an expert in being with Radha and Krishna in his spiritual body. Once, while he was deeply meditating at the Manasi Ganga lake, he suddenly saw Radha and Madhava were getting dressed and ornamented by the sakis and manjaris. The divine couple had just taken their bath, they had thrown water on each other, there was merriment, singing, and musical concerts. And now they came out, they were dried and dressed by their servants. In his spiritual body, Siddha Krishnadas joined them, and he was given a vial or a little bottle of scented oil to offer to Radha Madhava at the completion of the dressing. But as Krishnadas in his spiritual body looked at the amazing beauty, the eye movements, the gestures, the singing, the glances full of love of Radha and Krishna, he became stunned and he dropped this bottle of oil, which then perfumed the direction. Now, meanwhile, the Vaishnavas who lived at Manasi Ganga began to smell an astonishingly attractive divine fragrance, which captured all their imagination. They saw that there was this great saint who just came out of his meditation, and they asked him about the source of the divine fragrance. Listen to what happened with Krishnadas. He hung his head down in shame and humbly replied, "Alas, what can I do, my dear brothers? I'm an offender who is totally unfit for services. While I was waiting to offer this fragrant vase of oil to Radha Madhava, I became so absolutely stunned in ecstasy that I dropped the perfumed oil which was intended for their pleasure. The divine scent which you perceive is coming from there." There is a level in spiritual life where you are no longer in the material world looking towards the spiritual world and trying to connect with it in some ways. No, you are actually standing in the spiritual world, and when you come back to the material world, you bring something from that spiritual world into the material world, and this is always enthusing and giving faith to all the souls in this world. There is one other story about Krishnadas which I want to tell in the next Kartika Inspirations. See you very soon.